Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Wow, I've got an amazing show today. We have an entrepreneur on the show that you're going to want to watch and listen to for the entire show. He started his business right out of high school in 2015. The name of the company is called Exemplary Marketing. I call him the king of app development. Wait till you hear Mr. Malik Kurdi's story. It's absolutely unbelievable. Without further ado, Malik, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Malik, you have such an amazing story. I mean, there you are out of high school. You're reading Robert Kiyosaki's books. You understand entrepreneurship. You decide to get into development, into making Android and iOS compatible apps that customers find visually appealing, easy to navigate, and of course, highly responsible. Your company's already become an award-winning app development company out of the Chicago area, one of my favorite cities. Let's pull the lens back, Malik, to 30,000 feet, and tell us about Exemplary Marketing.
Awesome, man. Like I said, once again, thank you so much, Andy, for having me on the show. Exemplary Marketing, basically, like I said, I've always set out to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to call the shots. It was just in me, I never was made for another man to tell me what to do. So I went ahead and read a lot of books and knew that app development was definitely, it's coming up in skill, and there's a limited amount of developers out there nowadays, and with technology and our phones getting better, there's going to be the need for applications. So that's why I went out and set app development company, and it was definitely tough at first. The first few years we've seen zero sales. No one ever even asked about my company. Friends were going to other people to get their websites done. But that's just the grit of being an entrepreneur. So I went in, I worked super hard and stayed consistent and never gave up. That's the thing, is never giving up,
I love it, Malik. You're so high tech. You're on the cutting edge of everything. Here we are. We're doing a Zoom interview on your phone. I mean, you really are sort of flying really, really fast above the clouds. Again, I call you the king of app development at Exemplary Marketing. It's really awesome what you've been able to do. And for the people watching the show, you have to go on Malik's website, because the case studies and the testimonials of what Malik and his team have been able to do for various companies is very exciting, very compelling. I mean, if you want a product strategy, if you want to really get your campaign up and running and have an amazing app, Exemplary is really the way to go. They're just doing amazing work. Now, Malik, let's talk about your customers, because who's the type of customer that reaches out to Exemplary right now? If they've heard about your reputation, they've seen your testimonials, they've read your reviews, they probably come referred. What type of companies are they? Small, mid, or are they enterprise customers?
We got all types of customers. We got small business owners and large business owners, enterprises. We got customers that do millions a year, and we got customers that are doing a couple hundred thousand a year. It all ranges, but every customer is really, really well with us, and it's just, it's an honor to be able to serve anyone. Anyone who wants to get an app development is it's a blessing, especially when they come through with us. Every customer is, different. We got mom and pop shops, and then we got large enterprises.
I love it. And what I really love, Malik, about what you're doing is you know, you're on the cutting edge. You're a young entrepreneur. You're a successful entrepreneur already. You started building this business right out of high school. So when a company engages with you at Exemplary, you know, they're getting sort of this young cutting edge sort of vibe and this young cutting edge sort of look at what needs to be done with an application and a website and marketing to make that sticky for the customer. So let's talk about that a little bit. When somebody calls you, Malik, what's that first conversation sound like when they call and they need your help?
They typically call and then they'll be like, hey, we need an app developed. Everyone always wants to sign an NDA, which is perfectly fine. I sign about 10 to 12 NDAs a day because no one wants to steal the idea, you know? So we go ahead, sign that NDA, and we go ahead and talk about the idea. They talk about the application development idea. And we, you know, I basically let them know if we could do it, it's not, if it's feasible, if it's not. And we basically, we have a little structure of how we start with the app development process. We start with the design plus a functional requirement document. Then we quote over our clients because we're very document oriented. We're not there to take your money. We want to understand the functionality, the ideology, and the technology behind the application. That's what we're really, you know, that's what basically differentiates us from other app development companies. A lot of other app development companies that are quick to tell you they could do something, not knowing they could do it, and then asking for more money in the end of the contract. That's something we don't do. And yeah, you know, I always tell the guys, you know, we're all young. All of us work remotely. I got 75 guys behind me. And all of us, you know, we're out of, you know, college, all in-house in the US. So most of us, you know, we went to U of I, University of Texas, Arizona State. So we're all, you know, we're all around. We're just all around, you know. So basically, you know, all work together and we love what we do. We're all young. We're all in our 20s. Some guys are in their 30s, but I think that gives us a better energy. You know, we know what people like. We know what works best.
I love it, Malik. And obviously you build applications that are attractive, visually stimulating, and very, very precisely themed to the purpose of the company that calls you up and wants to do business with you. And we know that you use state-of-the-art technology to produce really tailored applications for your clients to fully meet their purpose. And it's really incredible. You have so many people on your team that are doing such great work. Malik, you know, we talk about corporate culture all the time. And one of the things that Exemplary Marketing is known for is that corporate culture. You're known for the people that not only love to work there, but love to help those customers. Where did that passion for helping customers come from as an entrepreneur like you at such a young age?
Definitely when I was, you know, when I was coming up, growing up, working at different places, seeing the way my managers would treat the customers, some of them would treat them not so well. And I never wanted to be like that, man. I'm a very customer-based company. Whatever the customer wants, they could do it, you know? You know, however the customer wants it, they could have it. Just like, you know, just like Burger King, basically. Nice. So that's how you do it. You know, we make sure that the customer's, you know, happy and they get what they want. You know, we make sure we explain everything before we get into the project. You know, app development deals range from $10,000, $100,000, $150,000, sometimes even $400,000. So we got to make sure that the clients know what they're getting themselves into before we even sign any contracts. Like I said, very document oriented, making sure the clients know, you know, exactly what's going to happen.
I love it, Malik. And you're known for really helping your clients make very, very crucial choices when it comes to product strategy. And you do everything from feasibility studies to structure to frameworks. You release roadmaps and methods. You really are very, very structured in your approach, but you bring this sort of young creativity as well, which really sets you apart from so many people in the field and so many companies doing what you're doing right now. So my hat's off to you at Exemplary. It's really, really remarkable. And obviously, you know, when we think about positioning, the money is sort of in the younger vibe. The money's in the younger group, the people that really are the consumers of the products. And you really have your fingerprint on that pulse as well as your entire team. Now, Malik, let's talk about something, because you mentioned at the beginning when you started, you couldn't get any customers and, you know, nobody knew about you at the beginning. And, you know, you had a little bit of a rough road, but that's what so many entrepreneurs who become successful have. So what was the thing inside of you, Malik, that said, you know, I'm going to keep pushing, I'm going to keep going, I can do this. And even if I get a no, that just means I'm further along to getting a yes.
Because, you know, I watch a lot of motivational videos a lot. If anyone knows me, they know I'm very motivational. I watch a lot of Mike Tyson and, you know, I go on YouTube and I love watching his motivational videos, and he never gave up, man. He never gave up. And I read a lot of books. I read a lot, you know, I even wrote a few books. And you guys could check them out on my Instagram page anyways. And all the entrepreneurs who were really successful never gave up. You know, we all go through hardships. We all go, if it was easy, everyone could do it. So my biggest quote is, you know, life's hard. It's hard to be broke and it's hard to be rich. So you got to choose your heart. If I gave up, I would have never been where I'm at, you know? So I kept pushing, man. It was hard. It was really hard, but just keep pushing.
I love it so much. And you've done such a great job. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you do at Exemplary besides developing apps. Are there other things that you can help a company with that come to you and they say, hey, Malik or a member of your team, we need some help in positioning or marketing or websites. What other things can you help them with at the company?
My role, since I'm the owner, I set it up to where I basically project management, making sure that, you know, the employees are doing their job and making sure the clients are satisfied. My number one thing is client satisfaction. So always checking on the Slack channels, making sure that, you know, the employees are updating every Friday and making sure all the apps are getting done and the clients are happy with the builds, because we give them new test flights every Friday to check their build and making sure that they're happy. And if they're not happy, you know, to go in there and say, hey, what's wrong? And basically be like a mediator, you know, like making sure that the employees are doing the right thing and then the client is doing the right thing as well. That's really it about it. When it comes to developing apps, I used to develop apps, code a little bit in the beginning. I made sure I checked out, you know, who I added some smart, intelligent guys to my team, you know, that were smarter than me. That's the number one key, is building a good team. And that's what I did. I built a really good team. There's a lot of guys that are a lot smarter than me on my team and that know a lot more than me and that helped me out a lot to get my business rolling.
I love it, Malik. It makes all the sense in the world. And one thing that I love that you do at the company is you have something called Kickstart, where to know if a mobile app will serve its purpose, you have a model that you call the prototype, which is really the first sort of iteration of something that's created, and you subject that to tests and the like. Where did this idea of the Kickstart come from? It's a great idea.
Okay, so the Kickstarter came from basically, you know, a lot of clients, they always want to come in and ask, you know, hey, how much is this app going to be? I want an app like Uber. How much is it going to be? We can't give that. You know, I used to do that. That was a rookie mistake of mine. I used to give quotes out and it would just turn into chaos. It you know, clients would want to add things in the design, artificial intelligence, chatbots, a lot of crazy, you know, stuff. And it would never work out. It would always, you know, the price would go higher and higher and clients would start wanting to, you know, threaten me and sue me. So I said, none of that, no more. So we start with a Kickstarter. The Kickstarter is the app design plus a functional requirement document. This helps us quote the client the exact amount, how much it's going to be. The Kickstarter is basically the design of the application. We always start with the design. The design is going to be exactly how the app's going to function. And then the functional requirement document is a super, super detailed document of how the app will function from A to Z. So if you click, you know, one button, it'll tell you what's going to happen when you click that button. You know what I mean? And then after the functional requirement document, we write a super detailed contract. So like I said, we're very document oriented. We want to make sure that everyone's on the both sides. You know, we take Zoom meetings before the app development deal is signed and we go from there.
I love it, Malik, so much. And obviously, you know, you're doing so many great things. You're not only working with companies in the United States, but you're working with companies in the United Kingdom and all throughout the world. You're listed as a top app developer in App Futura for Chicago. Your reviews on Clutch and Good Firms are all 5-star rating. It's really, really awesome. You know, when we think about application design, Malik, you know, something that comes to mind is more apps now are starting to think about what artificial intelligence might look like or more animated. What's your position with the company with regard to web animation and applications, and maybe even touch on artificial intelligence a little bit, if you could?
Basically, like I said, just project coordinating, making sure the guys get the stuff done. When it comes to my position, mostly in the company, when it comes to AI, we're really big in AI. We're very tech savvy. I love to tell my company, all my clients that we're very tech savvy. We're young. So we do a lot with blockchain, especially with cryptocurrency. We can make even your own coin, you know, like a lot of people, there's Shiba coins and all that good stuff. We can develop engineer your own coin to, you know, to obviously make more money. So with AI, yeah, we're working a lot with artificial intelligence. We're working a lot with detection. So being able to point your app be able to point your camera at a car, and the car will be able to the app will be able to detect what kind of car it is, what year, how many miles sometimes. There's a lot of things that go on with artificial intelligence chatbots. That way you don't need a human behind a screen to answer all the questions with chatbot. You can have the chatbot answer all the questions and basically recognize what the client's asking through the chat. That's what we're really focusing on when it comes to AI. And then augmented reality is another one that we're really doing is with the headset. We wear the headset and you get to see everything in animation, you know, with an application, which is really cool. We also do kiosk app development. So we can hook up your phone to a kiosk. Like, you know how there is like McDonald's, Burger King, you can order through the app. We do that as well. Very tech savvy, man. I mean, everything tech-based, we do it, you know?
I love it, Malik. It makes all the sense in the world. And your team is really filled with skilled software developers, UX architects, designers, QA engineers, et cetera. And you've really delivered thousands of solutions to various customers throughout the world. And what I really love about it, again, is some of the things you're talking about. For example, you mentioned somebody reaches out to you, Malik, you can help them create their own coin. In terms of a digital currency, there's so many cutting edge things that, you know, I look at as an entrepreneur and I say, you know, it really takes somebody with that young mentality, with that I can do it mentality, like you and your team, to provide those solutions to their clients. So congratulations on that. It's really, really amazing. And I know that you're very passionate about helping other companies grow their business. Now, you mentioned your Instagram. I know it's very popular. Let's give a shout out to your Instagram because it's really interesting, because we're going to get into entrepreneurship in a minute, but give a shout out to the Instagram, then we'll get into entrepreneurship.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys can follow me, it's at Malik. Okay. So it's M-A-L-I-K underscore K-U-R-D-I underscore underscore. I just show my personal life. I love cologne. I wrote a few books. I wrote 3 books, one about app development, one about how to make passive income, and one about love. And I love, you know, attire, you know, dressing up, taking photos. You know, I have my photographer, you know, that follows me around, takes photos. And yeah, basically just showing off my life, you know, love to go out to eat, have fun, you know, hang out with the guys and, you know, go travel. We're going to Mexico tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, that's really it.
I love it, Malik. It's so great and so refreshing. Here you are. You started out of high school and here you are really, really doing such great work. And the reason why you're able to do the things that you love to do outside of your business is because you have a passion for your customers. And that starts at the top and it moves its way through the entire company at Exemplary. So congratulations on that. I know you're very, very passionate also about helping other people. I know that's part of your DNA. I know that even though you're young compared to some of the other entrepreneurs, perhaps that I have on the show, you still want to give back to the entrepreneurs in a meaningful way. So let's talk about entrepreneurship, because we're going to have some people, Malik, watching the show. They're going to be saying to themselves, wow, you know, he started in high school. He's got this great company. He's doing so many great things for his customers and for his clients. Has Malik ever hit a roadblock? And you already sort of talked about that at the beginning. You didn't have many clients. But if we think about entrepreneurs watching this show, Malik, and they're saying to themselves, I've got a roadblock right now. You know, maybe they're saying, maybe they need to have a band, you know, WWMD. What would Malik do? Maybe you should market those bands. What would Malik do? If there's an entrepreneur out there having a tough time getting through a tough time, a tough roadblock, what kind of advice or, you know, impactful entrepreneurial vision can you give them to get through those tough times?
I would just say keep pushing. You know, there was times where my business was so slow. I was getting out there and getting on Uber, you know, just to make some more money to feed my business, to fuel my business. I never gave up, man. I always hustled. I always did whatever I could to get to get to where I want to be. I have a CDL, Class A CDL. I even drove a truck, you know, to fuel my business. I never gave up. You know, that's what I did. I never gave up. I just kept pushing. I did whatever it took. I did whatever hustle it was. I didn't care what anyone said. I just made sure I kept hustling in order to, you know, fuel my business to get where I want to be. Now we have a billboard out there in the city of Chicago, you know, ranked one of the top app development companies in the country. And we're just going to keep going from there, man. I want to be able to, I want to get as big as Amazon. That's my goal.
I love it. And you will get there. There's no doubt about it with that attitude. And another thing that's just so exciting and so interesting about what you do, Malik, that other entrepreneurs can live and learn from is on your website. I mean, you make no bones about it. You give out your phone number, your personal number, you give out your email address. You know, there's a section on your website that says reach out to the CEO because you want to hear feedback. And you want to hear that feedback directly so that you can help sort of steer the ship. So let's talk about that. How important is client feedback to you?
That's really important. I mean, the clients are what, you know, the clients are what are fueling the business. Without clients, you know, we're not doing anything. So I love to hear back from my clients. Always check up on them. Always call them. Hey, how are you? Not only about money, man. I love to call my clients, check up on them. Hey, what are you going to do for the 4th of July? You know, clients are just super important to me. You know, they're the ones that are basically, you know, getting us business. They're the ones that are, it's word of mouth. You know, without word of mouth, we're nothing, you know? So I got to make sure my clients are being taken care of. And my employers are my employers are the best. I feel like I have the best app development company out there. I mean, I'm pretty sure you did your research on us, obviously, before you reached out to us. We have the most Google reviews out of any company in Chicago. So I just believe that we're the best, you know? I know that we're the best. And we're going to keep striving to be even better and bigger.
I love it. There's no doubt about it. You have also a wonderful blog that you write so many interesting articles on, and they come out very, very often. You know, you're really on top of what needs to be done in terms of mobile app development and what's going on in the world. So it's just exciting. Malik, I have one final question for you before I let you go. I know you're getting ready to go on a trip tomorrow, and I'm sure you have a lot of clients that you still need to speak with today, but what's your why? Why does Malik Curdy get up in the morning? When you wake up, what gets you going in the morning?
To be honest, just to feed my family. You know, I have a sister. She's my best friend. And, you know, I want to make sure that my family's fed well and making sure that, you know, I get to retire my father and make sure my mom gets the house that she wants and my two little sisters, you know, get the cars that they want. It's my family. That's what keeps pushing me is my family. Seeing my dad go out there, work every day super hard. Makes me want it more, you know, makes me want to be able to retire him and, you know, make it big. I want to help the family out. That's the number one thing. Help the needy, help the poor, give back to the community and, do as much as I can, you know, help out my friends and, just make sure everyone's well fed.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I know you think about when you give something to somebody else, you get so much in return, and that's a great way to live. Very powerful way to live. And what you're doing with your entrepreneurial spirit, Malik, and the way in which you have formulated and created this company is you're bringing a lot of light into the world as an example for others, an example for other people. Like you mentioned, you know, things got a little tough. You started driving Uber. Things got a little tough, you know, like me when I was a kid. I mean, I washed the dishes and I washed the cars. You know, we do what we need to do as entrepreneurs to get through the tough times to make sure we come out on the other end. And what you've done so remarkably well as an award-winning company and app development company is you've reinvested back into the company, back into the corporate culture. And more importantly, you really over-deliver to all of your clients all the time. You know, I've read the reviews and, you know, they were expecting to get X and they got X, Y, and Z, and you threw in an A, D, and a B, and a C for free. You know, you do so much more for your clients than what they expect. That's one of the secrets to success. And I just wanted to thank you, Malik, for coming on the show today. You know, exemplary marketing is exemplary and it's incredible what you've been able to do. You're a real, real inspiration, especially for the younger entrepreneurs. But I'll tell you, there's going to be some older entrepreneurs watching the show that are going to say to themselves, you know, this guy's pretty motivating for me as well. So Malik, congratulations on what you're doing. You're an inspiration, and thank you for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.